This is the story of Ryan and the woman he's become underneath it all. The summer after Ryan's freshman year in college, he decided to make a little extra money for the upcoming year. He took a summer job, being the Pepsi delivery man, for a few high-end boutiques not very far from where he lived. There, at one of the boutiques, he met a very interesting woman who owned one of the boutiques. Her name was Betty. Betty started to take an interest in Ryan. She thought he was a very polite young man, so sometimes they would talk and exchange pleasantries when he would come into the boutique. One day, Ryan came in, and Betty said, "Why don't you stay a while? I don't know if you know, but we do have a salon in the back. Maybe you would like to get a manicure and a facial." "Oh no, Betty, I couldn't," Ryan said. "Well, why not?" "Because those are things that women do. Men don't do those things." "Darling," Betty said, "you have to take care of your grooming just as much as any woman. It's very important." So Ryan took Betty's advice, went to the back, and had himself a facial and a manicure. It was the most luxurious experience he had ever had. "No wonder women love to do this so much," he thought to himself. "I feel absolutely amazing and pampered." Well, the next time that Ryan came in, he asked Betty if he might try one of the other services. And since he was getting a discount because Betty really liked him, he thought to himself, why not? "Ryan, of course you can," Betty said. "You know I'm always glad to have you around here." So this time, Ryan decided that he would experiment a little and get his underarms and his chest waxed. It was a little painful, he had to admit. But after that, he was hooked. There was something so exciting about it. It sent tingles through his body. Just having everything smooth on his chest and his underarms gave him a different feeling. He felt like a little more feminine. So the next time he went back, he asked Betty, "Betty, do you think that maybe I could get some waxing done? You know, down there and my legs too?" "Sure, Ryan," Betty said. "If that's what you want, one of the girls will be happy to do it for you." Well, Ryan was a little self-conscious about taking everything off in front of one of the girls, but he did it anyway, even if a little reluctantly. "Oh my God! That waxing hurt, especially down there." But once Ryan's body was nice and smooth, he realized, "Oh my God, so this is why they do it. I mean, really, my balls feel so smooth." As Ryan drove home, he got excited. By the time he got back to his apartment, he realized that he was rock hard. He didn't know what to do. So, he did the only thing that he normally did. He went to his bedroom, put on some panties, and he started to stroke himself through them. There was something about his silky cock and balls combined with those lacy panties that made him feel oh so feminine. As he got off, he started to think, "Oh, this is a problem." You see, he'd met a very nice girl, and things had gotten kind of serious. How was he supposed to tell her about his little secret? That he loved having his body completely smooth, and that he also love to wear panties. Only on occasion, though. Well, Ryan decided that he would keep that little secret to himself. He and that very nice girl ended up getting married. He got a wonderful job in sales and ended up traveling most of the time. Every single time he was away, he would get dressed up. As the years had gone by, he started to dress up more and more femininely. He would put on makeup, a beautiful long wig, sky-high heels, and the most amazing outfits you could imagine. Then he would hit the town looking for just the perfect man to be with for tonight. Well, that went on for years, and it's still going on. He goes on his trips, he has a good time, then he returns home to his sweet little wife. Does Ryan remind you of anyone? Maybe he reminds you of yourself. Well, everyone has secrets, don't they?